Page 30. A Shattered Dream.
Deemed more intelligent than the eagle, Alaska's most celebrated bird, the raven, drew more respect, for the natives believed that wherever he lived, so too could man. Steve Wilson tightened his fist as he watched the raven on television. Through the raven, Steve was venting the anger that he felt for those whom he blamed for his condition. His reverie, however, was interrupted when the show's male narrator broke in with a list of statistics about ravens, and then a commercial break started with a laxative commercial. "Damn," Steve cursed, slamming his fist down on the arms of his chair. Giving into his rage, Steve kicked at the television set, missing it the first time but slamming it against a wall the second. The screen flooded for a moment, then stabilized, as the set rocked back into its place. Steve had worked at the station for a few years now. His employer had assigned him to the station to monitor the pumping equipment, and he was in his third winter of staring at gauges inside the installation's steel walls. Just north, the Saguan Bluffs, a series of hills that rippled away from the Brooks Range, the huge, self-contained structure was operated solely by men. Winds rushed down a 60-mile stretch of flatland from the Arctic Ocean and endlessly buffeted the station. Steve's first year at the station had been his worst. An outdoorsman from Oklahoma, he came north that year, expecting to spend his free time wandering about the state's vast wilderness. Instead, he discovered the raging Arctic winds forced everyone to stay inside the facility.
Mark Wilkinson, Iced in Alaska, 2017.